Today's meditation will be a little complicated, so I want to give a little introduction because it is a very powerful meditation. In the Gita, Krishna, who is the Lord of the universe, whom we consider as an incarnation of God, just as they consider Jesus as Son of God, so we consider Krishna as an incarnation. So Krishna in the Gita says, "They are in me, I am not in them." What he means is, when he says I, he means I as the Lord of the universe. This whole world is in me, but I am not in the world. Right? Because how? Because the Lord supports the, like the anvil, supports the whole universe. And when the trees are growing, the Lord is there. When the trees perish, the Lord is still there. So the Lord says that the trees are in me, I am not in the tree. What it means is that I am not affected by the growth or death of the tree. A human being, God is in every one of us. But if I die after a few years, will God die? No. God is neither affected by my birth nor affected by my death. So they are in me, I am not in them. That's what Krishna says. This whole universe, all the plants, the animals, the birds, the fish, the stars, the moon, the sun, they are all in me, but I am not in them. The Lord says, they are in me, I am not in them. So how we can practice that in our meditation, we'll do that today. So I thought I would just give a little introduction. It's a little difficult subject, but just think about it. Let us meditate. Some preliminary steps. Eyes should be closed, so my mind doesn't run out. Back is erect but not stiff. Consciously relax the body from head to toe. Start from the head, neck, shoulders. And relax every part of the body. When you reach the toes, and slowly move back up the calf, the hips, and so on. Every part of my body is relaxed. Completely relaxed. Now observe your breath. Full attention to the air as it moves in and out of the lungs. Slow, deep breaths with full attention. As the thoughts run, turn your attention to the breath, and that will quieten the mind. Thank you. what is my relation to my body, mind, and intellect? Tell yourself, they are in me. I am not in them. The Lord says, the plants, the animals, the fish are in me, but I am not involved in their activities. So similarly, I am the consciousness. That is my true nature. This body, mind, and intellect are my equipment. I support them, but I am not involved. I'm not involved in the birth or growth of the body, or even the death. I'm not involved in the joys and sorrows of the mind. I'm not involved in the honor and dishonor of the intellect. I, the consciousness, support them all, but I am not involved. So tell yourself, the body is breathing, the mind is moving, the breath is going in and out, but I am separate. They are in me. I am not in them. They are in me. I am not in them. Continue to breathe and be a silent witness of what is happening in the body, the breath, and the mind. Remain uninvolved. Remain detached. Remain centered on the Lord's presence within. That is the true practice of meditation. Let us center on the Lord within us and detach from the body, the breath, and the mind. Let us practice that for a few minutes. Continue to breathe deeply and relax your body. I'm just giving you different techniques of meditation. You can just try what works. For previous talks on meditation, please go to firstpower.info. And there are other guided meditations.